Hey guys, you're listening to Three Hit Combo, which is now proudly part of the 76th Street Network. Check us out and a ton of other fantastic podcasts at 76thstreetnetwork.com.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that's still looking for that third host. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Somebody actually asked me today about the third host at work.
Really?
People listen to it at work.
Oh, that's cool.
But
the third host is all of you.
Yeah. And someone's like, why don't you have a third host? I'm like, we don't really get to that.
Yeah. Fuck. Technically, Skylar. I have a best friend named Tyler, so sometimes I fuck that up. Skylar is the third host always.
Yeah.
Because we mentioned before he even left that, like, there would be a third person, but he's not the He's the fourth person of the podcast.
Like, we would be like, hey, not Skylar, how are you doing?
How's your not Navy? How's not
we
being
just
an
start
ocean
projecting
master?
Yeah. Skylar onto whoever this is. Like every time they say something, Skylar, you're so funny. How's Erica doing?
I don't even know her. Oh, stop.
You're crazy, Skylar.
Andy, how was your week?
It was good. I bought a camera.
Oh yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. I bought a nice camera.
Sweet. What type of camera?
I got a Canon digital SLR, but it shoots in 1080 video in 1080.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
But the deal I got is awesome. All right, so total $959. That's how much I paid. It was okay. Free shipping. I got the newest Canon Rebel. It came out like in the spring. Five lenses. The regular lens, a telephoto lens, and then a close-up lens, and then a wide-angle lens, and a telephoto lens.
Nice.
And then I got two 16-gig memory cards, a tripod, a mini tripod. It's like this big. I don't know.
About 3 inches.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I realized we're not on video.
We're not on video.
Yeah, it's about 3 inches. I get a bunch of lens filters.
Called Instagrams.
Yeah. The original, the godfather. Yeah. Like this cool sling carrying case, camera holster, and all this other shit.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a hell of a deal.
Well, you get a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah. So, that's cool. Excited. Awesome. And then I get to work on my stop motion now that I get it.
Cool.
Because I'm gonna make me a movie. One of those motion
stop
picture.
Stop motion movie.
A motion picture movie. Moving nice. Pictures. How's your week?
It was a week.
Oh, all right.
Yep. It was one of those weeks where you're just like, yep, I guess that happened. It's the big book of life right down that week. This week, I had a week.
Feels were felt during this week.
Yep. It existed.
So, how's your weekend?
My weekend? Watching a lot of basketball.
Really?
My bracket's fucked.
Oh. Some chick at work was trying to talk to me about it. And
oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I do a bracket pool every year, and we exchange jelly beans, not bunny. But, yeah, my bracket's pretty much screwed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of upsets.
Yeah, there were. And I picked some upsets, because you always got to pick a few upsets. I just picked the wrong upsets.
Were you upset when they were upsetted?
I was upset when they were upsetted.
That's no bueno.
Which sucks. But and only 5 people joined the pool this year. The problem with the basketball pools, we do one for the college football bowl games, and those usually get like 15 to 20 people.
I know, those are big things, the bowl games.
The bracket, the basketball bracket, the problem we have getting a lot of people in it is when they announce the brackets, they start playing the games like 2 days later. Whereas when they announce the bowl games, it's like 2 weeks before the bowl games start. And so
you can analyze things.
Yeah, well, not only that, but we just tell people, hey, you know,
okay.
join the pool on ESPN and gotcha. Make sure you give me your $10. And or 10 jelly beans. and then
What denomination of jelly beans are you using?
Lemon. Right now, my dad's leading. He will win all the jelly beans. But with the bowl pool, because people take so fucking long, I don't understand how fucking long it takes for people to do this. It takes so goddamn long for people to fill out their damn picks. And so with the basketball bracket, we asked, you know, a good 13, 14 people, and five made it in on time. What the fuck is wrong? It doesn't take that long.
I always think I'm never going to have enough time in the fantasy football draft. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, God.
See, and I'm the opposite. I'm the person that has their pick ready before they get to me.
I have ideas. Oh, you mean during the draft?
Yeah, during the draft.
Yeah, I do that too. I don't wait till.
Oh, okay, good.
But I'm just like getting to it on time, like the draft. That's what
I mean. Yeah, I always hate people during the draft that you had all round.
Yeah.
You can't make your pick. I think next year I'm going to suggest putting in a timer in our league.
Oh, really? We have a timer. And the ESPN one has a timer. It's
10
minutes.
We always get together at some like bar or someone's house and do it. Okay. So we do a live draft, and there's always people that take a good 7-8 minutes
to make their pick.
We start to. At first, we're just like, all right, I'll go ahead. And then finally, when it gets to like the fourth round or so, we're like, dude, come on. Especially in the early rounds. The early rounds are kind of easy to pick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a whole – you can pick anybody. Mm-hmm. It's the later rounds that's a little more acceptable. But I always have a pick ready. And if it gets picked before, I have like a backup pick. I'm always just ready for my damn pick.
I'm ready.
You know what I was thinking is we could have done some sort of like either three-hit combo bracket where we like do like news stories and people can vote on the best ones. Or do one where like they compete against you and I in an NCAA bracket pool, but it's too late for both of those, pretty much. So
next year,
I didn't even think about it till I was watching.
Let's do it for hockey.
for hockey, when is that? I don't even know when that is.
I think hockey's like right now. I thought hockey was right now.
Yeah, but it's going right now, but they don't do like a bracket format. But I think college hockey does a bracket format, where it's like a tournament. All right. I picked North Dakota all the way.
Hey, what was the deal with – I kept seeing some, like, political comics where they're like, if we open the bracket enough, anybody can get in. And then I saw some commercial, and they're like, we got in, and it's a bunch of, like, high school basketball
commercials. Oh, well, that commercial was a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Have you seen those ones where, like, man, I wish this game wouldn't end, and then they hit the button?
Oh, Jesus, I'm stupid. Yep, that's Buffalo Wild Wings commercial. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the new one is, like – like, man, I wish March Madness would go on forever. And then they expand the field from 68 to, like, 264 teams or something like that.
All right.
And then, yeah, there's this, we got in. We got in. So.
Well, I'm glad I asked that on live podcast radio. That was a dumb question.
We're not technically live.
No, but we're living.
I can edit that out with, like.
No, it's not a big deal.
The sound of, like, a shark killing a seal or something like that.
Just me just going. That's what was coming out of my mouth.
You know what? Next Sunday is
Easter.
We won't have Skylar to call in and talk about his Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Unless they do some sort of Navy Easter egg hunt. Yeah. I know he's on, what, Lake Michigan or Lake Superior or something like that.
Yeah.
They throw a bunch of eggs in the lake and tell them to go get it.
Oh, my God. I saw this news article. Somewhere in L.A., they're using, like, these black plastic balls to, like, somehow clean or sanitize or something, the lake or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they dropped 400,000 of them in the lake. And it was showing all these pictures. And the first comment was, wow, Kim Kardashian must have the cleanest mouth in the world. I was like, oh.
That's funny. I have been watching the Cringe channel on YouTube.
There's a cringe
channel? Yeah, it's just a bunch of videos of just like cringeworthy stuff. Oh. I got to show you one that I love.
Right.
It's this kid in high school, and he's dancing in front of the camera, and the Harlem Shake's playing. And then when the beat drops, he turns to the cafeteria and yells, "Do the Harlem Shake!" Nobody does anything. It's so funny. And then he keeps like trying to get people to do it. He's like, come on, guys, do the Harlem Shake.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. I'll show you after the podcast. Right. It's hilarious. But right now, let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Electronic Arts CEO John Riccitiello steps down.
Dun dun dun, SimCity.
After about 6 years of questionable decision-making, Electronic Arts CEO John Riccitiello is resigning from his position as well as the board of directors. The news became official on EA's site, where the decision was stated as being a mutual one. Things are never mutual. Riccitiello made the following statement in his resignation letter. And this is a tough decision, but it all comes down to accountability. The progress EA has made transitioning to digital games and services is something I'm extremely proud of. However, it looks like we will come in at the low end of or slightly below the financial guidance we issued in January. And we have fallen short of internal operating plan we set 1 year ago. EA shareholders and employees expect better, and I am accountable for this.
And SimCity wasn't his fault.
Yeah, and SimCity's not my fault. All right, DRM is good. And all the franchises we fucked up weren't that good anyway.
Don't worry. Oh, Command & Conquer. Oh, they fucked that franchise.
Speaking of SimCity, SimCity owners can now get a free game on Origin.
So aren't they not that great?
First of all, you need Origin.
Yeah. Origin's so shitty.
You can get Battlefield 3 Standard Edition.
Oh, okay.
Bejeweled 3.
Ooh.
Ooh. Dead Space 3 Standard. Yeah. Mass Effect 3 Standard Edition. Medal of Honor Warfighter. Standard Edition. Need for Speed Most Wanted. Plants vs. Zombies. And SimCity 4 Deluxe Edition.
Ooh.
So, sorry we burned you with SimCity. Might we offer SimCity?
Yeah. Sims the older one?
I was talking to my friend Tyler, who's actually listening to the podcast, and he mentioned no one's ever talked about, is SimCity even good?
Yeah.
They're just talking about how fucked up its servers and DRM are. He said it's a good game, though. He said it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whether you get to play it or not.
I don't know. I might wait a while.
Yeah, same here.
To see how it's going. Because you know they're just going to pump that shit full of DLC.
Yeah, I'm not even a huge SimCity fan either, so I can wait.
Yeah.
Until it's on sale on Origin for $4.
$4.99.
Just like your Duke Nukem wager. Yeah. Once you can find it for $4.99, you'll buy it.
Dude, Walmart is the cheapest I've seen with $6.99.
Nice. Tom and I were at, there's a really small game store in Westroads.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
It's like a little retro. Yeah,
it's like a closet.
Yeah.
It's a closet of a game store. And Duke Nukem was like $7 there.
There's one like that at Oakview Mall.
Is there?
Yeah. It's like a little local one.
Where's it at?
One of the wings.
Huh. That's cool. Have you ever been to Game Vault?
Where's that at?
It's like 60th and Center.
Oh, yeah. That's right next to Blue Planet. I go to Blue Planet all the time, but I never go in there.
Yeah, I've been there. That place is actually pretty cool.
Is it?
Looks nice. And it's not like a closet. It's like a store.
Did you ever go to Game Doctors when they were still in business?
No, I never went to
that
Game
place
Doctors.
Was sketchy.
Was it?
Yeah, you had to go to like 80th and Dodge.
Okay.
And just the guy working behind the counter just looked like he just ate so many nachos for breakfast. And then would just try to talk to you about video games, and he smelled so bad. And you didn't want to be close, but he just wanted to talk about video games. They actually got shut down for modding PlayStation 1s.
Really?
By Sony and the FBI.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I thought was crazy? I was listening to 89.7, and they're like, 89.7 The River, brought to you by Nintendo.
What?
Really? Nintendo's a sponsor now? How'd you get that?
Did you ask Josh?
No, he doesn't even work there anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he's at another station.
Oh, where's he at?
I forget, but KGOR? Was that it?
I don't
remember.
I don't talk to Josh as much as I should.
You know what's funny? I was doing Follow Friday a couple days ago on our Twitter, and just that's I forgot you're kind of a Twitter noob.
Sorry.
Follow Friday is where if you follow people you think other people should follow, like interesting people,
yeah.
You just type at their name,
yeah.
And then with the hashtag FF, which is Follow Friday, and basically you're saying to other people that follow you, hey, you should follow these people.
Oh. okay. So, is that why on Fridays I get so many goddamn Twitter updates?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So I was doing Follow Friday, and I haven't done it in a while, and so I was trying to make up for it by doing a lot of Follow Fridays. And in the last Follow Friday, I was like, oh, yeah, and don't forget to follow It's Morning Somewhere. Oh, wait. They haven't updated since 2010.
That's awesome.
like January 2010.
What was their last tweet?
Apple unveils the iPad.
Oh, my God. That is old.
I should have told Josh about it. Like, oh, yeah, hey, I kept our feud going.
You should post on the Twitter. See if something will alert them somewhere.
Post. I already did do the Follow Friday, so.
Oh, okay.
I figured that might.
Just post something like, you guys suck. Yeah,
fuck you guys. Fucking hate you guys. What are you guys on? Episode 6?
Oh, yeah. When are we at? 76? I don't know.
I think this is episode 89. I think.
89.
Harmonix reveals the final Rock Band DLC song.
It's awesome. I saw it.
You saw it already? Yeah. The final song for Gears of War, which... Gears of War.
Guitar.
Rock Band?
I almost called it Guitar Hero. Gears of Guitar Hero.
I'm looking ahead to my review of Gears of War Judgment, I guess. Okay. Let me fucking collect my thoughts here. My spaghetti's everywhere. Harmonix reveals the final Rock Band DLC song. Now, Rock Band has been releasing DLC weekly, a song weekly, for a very long time now. And their final song will be Don McLean's American Pie. As many people would know as the day the music died.
Never singing.
I still have a friend who plays Rock Band, like, religiously.
Really?
He's always playing Rock Band.
Oh, shit.
And he's fucking good at it.
What's his best instrument?
Drums, I think.
Oh, man. Drums are fucking hard.
They are.
Drums are so hard.
They're hard as shit. Yeah. But they're fun.
Yeah.
I like playing the drums. Steam is encouraging users to buy unfinished games at full price. Valve has launched a new service called Early Access on Steam. The new feature allows you to purchase and download select games still in development and get a taste. Early Access includes titles like Arma 3, Star Forge, and Drunken Robot Pornography.
All right.
Valve also promises that the list of games will be increasing soon. The functionality is cool and all, but do you really want to pay full price for a game that's still in development?
I kind of did it with Minecraft.
But you didn't pay full price for that.
Yeah, I paid.
It went up. The price went up as the versions went up.
If the prices reflected that, like if the prices increased or decreased. Yeah,
because I have no problem doing that, buying the beta version of a game for $15 when the full version is going to be $30, $40.
Yeah, that's what I'd pay for if it was like that.
Because you could be paying for, like War Z. War Z looked really promising.
Yeah.
That could easily be a game where a lot of people paid $60 for, and then the final version comes out, and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This is fucking awful.
Yeah. The game probably would have been better too if they did that.
Maybe. I don't think they have a good team. It just seems like they don't really give a shit. And then when someone calls them out on their bullshit, they're pissed.
They're haters.
Yeah, they're haters. You're just hating. So what, we made a shitty game and made you pay a lot of money for it? You're just hating.
Hating so hard.
So, I have a surprise review. This weekend, I played Gears of War Judgment. Kind of out of the blue. I rented it. I completely forgot the game was even coming out. But a couple of friends were like, hey, we got Gears of War Judgment. If you want to rent it, you can play with us. So, I was like, all right, I'll play. the story mode is kind of weird. It doesn't have as many cutscenes as you would expect like a story to have. But... And at first, the way they tell it is like, it's through testimony. Basically, it's a trial, and they're kind of doing a flashback, and they're talking through testimony, and they're saying, oh, well, here's what we did, why we did it. So as you're moving through the game, you're getting the narrative.
All right.
So it's almost like narrating while you're playing, which is kind of cool. And every now and then, it's broken up by like the courthouse scene in the present.
All right.
Kind of cool. Took me
is
a little bit
president
to get used to.
Is the after Gears of War 3?
No, this game's a prequel.
Oh, okay.
So the present is before the Gears series, and you're doing a flashback in the prequel.
All right. Cool.
You take control of Baird this time. Ooh. You got Baird, Cole, Paddock, and Sophia. Paddock and Sophia, of course, will never be seen again.
Where's Marcus?
Well, this is about Baird's team. Because if you remember, I know it was a long time ago, but they kind of meet up in Gears 1. You do hear Marcus later in the game, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Just hey, guys.
Well, he's kind of doing his thing. You hear him over the radio. But this game's it's really cool. And another thing that's cool is you can make it even harder. Like, you can play on hardcore, but then you can make hardcore harder. Hmm. Or you can play on insane and make insane harder. Basically, there's these declassified missions, which if you select it will make the game harder. It'll be something like, it usually cycles between three big ones where, say, you select the declassified option and they'll say, oh, it turns out the locusts were using smoke grenades, so now your visibility is reduced. Right. Or another big one is you choose the declassified and it'll say, Baird claims to have experienced more locust resistance than thought possible or something like that. And then there'd be more locusts to actually fight. Another one is a timed one where it'd be like a trap was set to go off in 3 minutes, and if you don't make it out there, you fail. Basically, these declassified missions, if you select them, will give you more dialogue, so they'll talk about more, and it declassifies the story, so you get the full story.
Oh,
It's kind of cool. It does kind of filter between more locust, low visibility, or time. There's a couple thrown in there like health doesn't regenerate. Stuff like that. That can be kind of difficult. But they're fun to play. Sometimes they're a fucking pain in the ass.
Is horde mode there?
Yeah, there's like a survival mode.
Oh, okay.
And then I went online to play Deathmatch, and it is fucking Gears again. It is shotguns and chainsaws. I did not like it. It sucked. But they brought in this new mode called Overrun.
I've heard of Overrun.
Yeah, we're basically, like, say you start out as a locust, you have to go destroy the emergence hole cover, and then that becomes your new base, and it pushes the cog back.
Oh.
You have to destroy another one, it pushes them back.
So, is it kind of like Team Fortress-S style, where you take points? Or
well, no, because they can't take the points back.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's like in Battlefield, remember the gold crates?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you get one, then you go on to the next one.
Yeah, okay.
This one, you destroy one hole, go to the next, destroy the next, and then finally the generator is the last one. Destroy the generator, and then the locusts win.
Oh, okay.
If you're a cog, you got to keep them from not doing that. Okay. And each team gets a turn as cog or locust, and if you're the second team to go on the attack, you have to do it quicker than the team before or get all three objectives. So if it takes them 10 minutes to get two objectives, if it takes you 13 minutes to get all three, you still win.
No, okay.
But if you only get two objectives and you do it in 9 minutes, then you win in all that right. case.
I got it.
What's really cool about it is it's class-based rather than everyone start off with a shotgun and chainsaw.
Oh.
So you can choose, on the COG side, you can choose a scout, which can throw a spot grenade, and it kind of creates like this yellow orb, and you see like red outlines of enemies, and it helps your teammates see where enemies are.
That's cool.
You also get a Marksa, which is kind of like a sniper rifle, kind of like a bolt action rifle, and a pistol.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, and then the soldier can throw like and the scout can climb. It can climb up to perches and
Ooh,
stuff,
where that's cool.
where other things can't like. Like the soldier can throw ammo boxes, so you can give people ammo. The soldier gets a bushka, which is kind of like a grenade launcher.
Oh,
all right. What else does the soldier get? Because I don't play as the soldier very often. I think the other one is the Nasher shotgun.
Who do you play as?
I usually play as the scout or the medic. The medic gets a lancer and a sawed-off shotgun.
Nice.
And throws stim gas grenades, which is basically a grenade that heals and revives people.
All right. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one's the engineer. They get a lancer and a blowtorch, and they can heal, like, you have, like, barbed wire or lasers or something to protect your base, and the locusts have to destroy that to get closer in. Those things can repair them as long as they're not completely destroyed.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on the locust side, you can start off playing as, like, a ticker, so you can run around. And tickers, with their melee attack, can destroy fortifications really easily, which is kind of cool.
Cool.
You can also explode, like a ticker normally does. You can play as a wretch, which is like the counter to the scout.
Yeah.
The wretch has a really hard melee attack. Like, it's powerful.
Oh, jeez.
It also can climb. No other locust can climb, but the wretch can.
Oh, cool.
And then you can play as Grenadier, and the Grenadier's special is throwing grenades.
Ooh.
So you can throw grenades. And then Acanthus. You can play as Acanthus, and their thing is healing. But they do it a little bit differently than the Cog Healer. The Cog Healer throws the grenade kind of anywhere on the battlefield that they can, within range that they can throw it to. The Acanthus, if you have a clear line of sight to someone, you can select heal. And it'll kind of send out, oh, it's almost like a beam of some sort, but it heals them. And if they have a clear line of sight to someone else, it'll keep going.
Oh.
So you can even, like, if you're in a big firefight and the Acanthus kind of hangs back a little bit, you can create, like, a web of healing. It's just healing people like crazy.
That's pretty nifty, actually.
Yeah, I love playing as the Acanthus.
Huh.
And then as you destroy fortifications, heal people, or get kills, or destroy the emergence hole cover, you get points. As the Locust, and you can unlock stronger Locusts to play as. You just spend the points.
Oh.
The first one is a Rager, and the Rager basically gets a breach shot, which is like kind of like the Marksa, but you can't zoom in. Right. And you have the Rage ability, which makes you freak out and melee people.
Rage.
I'm trying to think of the second one. Oh, the second one's the Cerapede. It's like a long centipede-like thing. It's fucking hard to maneuver, but you can shoot lightning.
Oh.
And then you can also like raise up and shoot poison.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
And you kill it by shooting it in the butt. Basically, you keep shooting it, and every segment explodes until you get to the head and destroy the head. The next one is a Mauler, which is I think the best one, even though it's the second to the last ones you can get with points. Basically, you can put your shield down and keep walking forward, and then you can swing your mace and hit people with the mace. You can also spin your shield and kill people that way. So if someone's like up in your face, you can spin your shield and kill them.
That'd be cool.
And the last one is a Corpser, which is like a big spider-like thing. Kind of slow, but the thing about it one, it's strong. Two, it can burrow down and dig under fortifications. So if their barbed wire's still up, you can go under it.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, and the Wretch can climb over those, too.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But the difference between a Wretch and a Corpser is the Corpser packs a bigger punch.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool.
Overrun is really, really fun.
All right.
But there's only four maps.
Yeah, they'll probably push more over run maps.
I feel like they should have come out with like eight. I mean, eight sounds like a decent amount for maps for a game type, right? Four seems really low.
I don't know. They have a bunch of other maps they had to make.
I know, but Call of Duty and Halo, those always come out with about eight.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those are eight maps that can be used in any game mode.
I guess that's true, but then they could have been like Battlefield and adapted them to the game modes.
Yeah, that is true. So, that is very true.
Yeah. But it's fun. The campaign's kind of short.
That's what I've heard, actually.
Yeah, which just seems to be happening a lot lately. But Overrun is really fun.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to play. And fuck Gears of War, because if you want to get a skin for your character or like a skin for your gun, you have to buy it. Of course. They have a bunch that you have to buy. You can only unlock like... There's probably like 40 of them, and you can unlock like six, and the rest you can buy. And guess how much a skin for your gun is?
$199.
No, it's 400 Microsoft points.
What's that?
Which is...
Wait, 800 is $10.
So $5. Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Exactly.
I fucking hate microtransactions.
And I was thinking, like, because I wanted to buy, like, one skin or something for my guy, and I was thinking, like, okay, if it's 60 or 80, I probably have that. I'll buy it. No, it was 400. 400 gamer points!
That's retarded.
It is. It was ridiculous. But that aside, Overrun is really fun. Campaign's really fun, too. It's
one
just,
out of 10.
It's just short. Oh... 7 out of 10.
Right.
And I say that with 5 actually being the middle. I know a lot of game websites
like
say 7's average. This game's better than average.
Yeah.
So I would say 7 out of 10.
Is it a buy now or buy later kind of game?
If they release more maps for Overrun, I would say buy later. Right. If they don't plan on releasing any more maps for Overrun... I guess you gotta, if you really like it, if you really like the Gears franchise, you might as well buy it now. But if you're not a big fan and think it might be fun, buy it later when it's like $40 or something like that. Especially if they release more maps for Overrun, because Overrun's fun.
Cool.
I rented it for 5 days, and honestly, if you rent it for 5 days, you can get You can really get the experience. No. Because there's not much left I have to do in campaign. Get a couple cog tags, and that's about it.
All right.
So on to technology news.
Ooh. How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
All right, a new bill in West Virginia would ban the wearing of Google Glass while driving.
I would be okay with that. That's basically a cell phone on your face.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that makes sense. Gary G. Howell, a member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, is introducing a bill to ban driving with glass on. He told CNET's Chris, holy shit, that's a Polish name, in an email that he thinks glass would pose the same problems as texting while driving. Howell noted that young people are more likely to be inexperienced drivers, and it's mostly young people that are tech savvy and trying new things. So what he's saying is, chances are you're going to have a 17-year-old dumbass driver with fucking YouTube playing in their left eye.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, makes sense. I know one of the top comments is like, seems a little bit premature. What if glass has a driving mode that's audio only? Well, then you have to trust people to actually use the driving mode.
Or it have, yeah.
Because if someone's going by you 40 miles an hour, you can't really tell. Like, did they have someone on the glass screen?
Yeah.
Is someone on the screen? Huh?
That is true.
So, Bill Gates has $100,000 for anyone who can invent a high-tech next-generation condom.
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I have nothing. I don't.
About a next generation high tech condom? Can't make anything? Lasers? Condom Google Glass condom?
Search vagina.
He's offering $100,000 to anyone who can make a condom basically a less of a bummer to wear. And this is being offered by the Gates Foundation by way of the Grand Challenge in Global Health Program and is up for grabs by anyone, students, scientists, or entrepreneurs, who can improve the age-old technology.
Are condoms really that old? I thought condoms were pretty up to date.
They just changed the material. I mean, the technology's the same. From sheepskin to latex.
Put it on your wiener. Put some plastic on your wiener.
But basically, the point he's getting across is if someone can make condoms less of a bummer to wear, more people would wear them.
All right.
So that's what he's getting at. Andy, we need to take a trip to New Orleans because we can ride in style. They're getting the first vending machine equipped taxis. Basically, when you sit down, it'll say, please choose your drink. You can choose a drink. It costs $1.
Does it have a picture of the...
Yeah. There's that. Please choose your drink. You get to choose from those, and there's kind of the mechanism. Comes out behind your headrest.
I don't know why. You said that, and that song popped in my head. Just... New Orleans. You said New Orleans.
Yeah. What song is that? I'm not following it.
It's just a song I made.
Oh, it's just... Oh, okay.
That's what I
thought. I thought you were maybe trying to do, like, the Saints Come Marching In or something.
Sorry.
When the Saints...
Just some jazz, bluesy kind of music,
come
like...
Marching In. You can choose anything non-alcoholic. Coke, Sprite, iced tea, and orange Fanta is what this one is particularly set up with.
But you could bring your flask with whiskey and have whiskey and Coke.
You could.
Yes.
You'd be sitting back there trying to mix the flask while you're...
It's going. Like, hey! Shit back there.
On the interstate trying to do this without spilling. Andy, this past week, Apple passwords were reset by some hackers.
Mine wasn't, thankfully.
Good job. They were able to do this with just an email and a birthday.
Oh, all right.
So that's nice.
Yeah, that's fun.
They did it by manipulating the URL, which basically changed all the security question to what's your birthday. And then put your birthday in.
Huh.
And they got in.
I would imagine Apple has fixed this.
And they have now fixed it, yes.
All right.
But if you think your password might have been stolen, better change your shit.
All right.
And not just on Apple. You usually got to change it everywhere.
Yeah.
Unless you use a different password for every fucking site. That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
Bitcoin and other virtual currencies finally get some regulation.
Does it really? Mm-hmm. I just saw that it spiked up to $66.
Really?
Which is good, because I bought one Bitcoin for $12.
That's awesome. I need to get in this shit. I need to do some Bitcoin.
You need, I guess you can have the shittiest computer, but it's the graphics card that matters.
Really?
So you could have like a shitty processor, at least 2 gigs of RAM, they suggest.
Because
I looked into making like a budget one. But they recommend like SLI, dual running, like super video cards.
Why?
Because basically what Bitcoin, the things to get Bitcoins are you solve mathematical equations. Well, that's all video cards do is they're math crunchers.
Huh. Because I was thinking about doing it on my old laptop.
I did it on my computer, and I have a last generation AMD, and I was getting about 112 million things per second, like solutions or something.
Well, regulating virtual currencies can be tricky because it's hard to do without admitting they're legitimate in some way. But given the surge in Bitcoin's popularity and its utility as the currency choice for drug dealers, gun runners, and other baddies, the U.S. government had to do something.
It's got kind of a bad rep.
Yeah, the new guidance issued by the U.S. Treasury Department Financial Crimes Enforcement Network is very clear to draw a line between real and virtual currency. Basically, real currency is something you can hold in your hand. It's a legal tender and circulates. Virtual currency is something that they say stands in for currency or may be considered currency that you can exchange for legitimate currency. Yeah. So that's the line they kind of broke down. But now it will require places like BitBay, which exchanges and administers bitcoins. It will be treated like a business who wires money and exchanges foreign currency. So they'll be able to, they'll have to do things like Western Union does now and report transactions over 10 grand and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So,
ooh, that's crazy.
Getting a little bit of regulation to Bitcoin.
All right. That's cool that the government gives it like a little nod. Like, yeah, hey,
that it,
you got some money. That's some real things.
Moving on up.
Yeah, Bitcoin. Bitcoin is cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, Andy. More people have cell phones than toilets.
Really?
Digest that for a second.
You know, I can see it. There's some households that have like two phones, like four cell phones to like a one bathroom house.
Yeah, what I was thinking at first is like, because like in this house we have four people. Yeah. Each person has a cell phone. We have three toilets, so. That's one.
Plus one.
Yeah, plus one. They are doing this worldwide, though. They're saying 6 out of 7 billion people in the world have cell phones, while 4.5 billion of 7 billion people have access to a toilet.
That's crazy. That's crazy that more people have cell phones than, like, places to poop.
Yeah, this is exactly why Bill Gates is trying to build a new toilet that's better for developing countries.
Bill Gates, what are you up to? I got 100,000 for everybody.
He really does, and I would like your 100,000, Bill Gates.
I will be his bitch.
Consider it an investment. I haven't done anything yet, but I probably can do something.
Just give me some time.
Yeah. All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news.
All right.
Let's get into news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right. Local prosecutors like to waste people's time.
No way.
A prosecutor in Ohio is wasting even more time because he's now decided to sue Punxsutawney Phil, the fucking groundhog, over his false claim of an early spring.
Really?
Yes, this is happening.
Really?
He does go to say this is a mock thing he's doing. But it's fucking taking his time. He's actually, like, a mock lawsuit still takes the time and energy of a fucking lawsuit.
What the fuck?
So that's what he's doing.
He needs to get a girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
I don't even know if he has one, but he needs to get one.
If he has one, he needs another one.
Yeah, he needs two. Jesus.
Because his time is not being properly used.
Yeah, get a woman that'll treat and like use his time up.
Yeah, or rent Gears of War Judgment.
Now on the Xbox 360.
Christopher Robinson may have to think about what he posts on Facebook. You know why?
The boy from Winnie the Pooh.
No, that's Christopher Robin.
Yeah, did you just say Christopher Robin?
Christopher Robinson.
God damn it. Sorry, it's been a long day.
Have you ever played Winnie the Pooh's Home Run Derby?
Yes. That's the hardest game. God,
that game was fucking hard. I love that picture of it's Christopher Robin, and it's just this giant head looking down on, like, it looks like New York or something like that, and everyone's running, yeah. And it's a baseball is coming down. It's Winnie holding the bat. He's the only thing left between Christopher Robin and Earth. Basically, this man, Christopher Robin, is on child support. He has a 3-year-old child that he's supposed to support.
Christopher Robinson.
Did I say Christopher Robin? What the fuck is wrong with me today?
Mind freak!
Christopher Robinson, the man with a child. Not Christopher Robin, the child with a bear. All
right.
Christopher Robinson is a man who has a 3-year-old child. Now, he's supposed to pay $150 a month in child support.
Right.
Which sounds really low. Doesn't that sound low?
It does sound low.
But he has not been doing that. He's not been doing that for 3 years on the claim that he just doesn't have money.
What a baby.
Well, he decided on Facebook to pose with a bunch of $100 bills. This led to police basically arresting him and making him pony up some money for his child.
Oh, that's beautiful. Do they have the picture?
There is a picture, but I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
But I can produce a picture. I saw a picture on another article.
Is it pretty good?
Well, you know.
Or does it look like the general?
It's basically just a Facebook picture of someone posing with money.
All right.
Ooh, look at all the money I got. All right, Andy, out of Jonesboro, Arkansas, a man was going on a date. His name is Jeffrey Segal.
What was the name of his hand? I mean, his date.
I don't even know if they...
Jill.
Yeah, they didn't give out her name. I don't think she wants to be... I get it.
Yeah! All right.
I don't think she wants her name out there because it's pretty funny.
All right.
Pretty funny for her. It's pretty embarrassing for him.
Oh,
Jeffrey Segal, 26, and a woman told police that a man wearing all black approached them on Saturday night and told Segal, "You can go, but your girlfriend stays." So basically, they were getting mugged.
Oh, okay.
The woman ran away, but Segal said he stayed and fought the attacker. The attacker slashed Segal twice with a large knife before running into nearby woods. Suspicions rose when police found no trace of the suspect, even after a 2-hour search. Segal was also reluctant to come in for questioning on Monday, according to Jonesboro police. When he did show up, he eventually confessed to planning the attack in hopes that it would improve his chances with his date.
Yes!
He was trying to impress his date by fighting off a mugger.
Yes!
He also admits the cuts he had were self-inflicted. The woman told Region 8 News that Segal would no longer be speaking after this incident with her. She added that what he had done was not very heroic. That's so funny.
That's funny.
He just needs to step the game up for the next woman.
Yeah. So have a building explode. Yeah.
So I was out with my date, right? And this guy came out of the alley with a flamethrower.
he just kept throwing cats and mice and just flamethrowing them all over the place.
Okay, so the fucking Joker comes out of the sewer.
You will not believe this. Mr. Freeze was there.
All right, Andy, in the final story in news, an 11-year-old boy allegedly kidnaps a 6-year-old.
They were probably playing? I don't know.
They were not playing.
Go on.
An 11-year-old Michigan boy is now in juvenile detention after allegedly kidnapping a 6-year-old. The stepmother of the younger boy told investigators that around 5 p.m. on Wednesday, her boy was playing in the yard of their Ottawa County home. This is Michigan, Ottawa County, Michigan, when she realized that he had disappeared. At the time, a school bus driver a few blocks away spotted the youngster being led by the 11-year-old by the collar of the neck. The driver was unable to stop the bus at that time, don't know why, but the stepmother of the younger boy was contacted quickly and found her stepson. She told police that even after she showed up, the 11-year-old tried to pull the child away from her and put up a struggle when she tried to grab the boy back. She called police after taking her stepson home. He was not injured but had some of his clothing torn. Bennett told Michigan Live that the 11-year-old tricked the young boy into leaving his yard. Though Bennett would not give up specifics, he did mention the ruse was rather intricate for an 11-year-old to come up with.
Huh.
After luring him from the yard, the 11-year-old allegedly grabbed the child by the neck and led him away from the home. Bennett said, "I can't speak to the intention this kid had, who noted, though the two children know each other from school, they are not friends." He also stated the older boy has had run into trouble with the law before, though nothing as serious as this. The 11-year-old was charged with unlawful imprisonment and assault and is being held in custody of juvenile detention center.
Oh, man. Those are some heavy crimes for an 11-year-old, man.
Yeah, so how do you like that? 11 years old. Kidnapping, assault. Fuck. I wonder what the intricate plan was.
I know.
I really want to know what that was.
The world will never know.
The world must know.
Email them, Matt.
Yeah,
we must know.
Could you please tell us?
Just us. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah,
we promise.
We won't tell anybody. We'll use fake names.
Jam Ian, Mr. Banat.
I forgot to mention this last week, but we are now following Toussaint Putty on Twitter.
Sweet.
So there's that.
Has he posted
anything? There's not much to say. Did he post? He might not have tweeted. He seriously has like 7 followers, and one of us is. We are
sweet.
One.
Sweet. I should follow him on my own.
What's funny though is like, I was like, is this really the Toussaint? Is that really the guy? So I compared his profile picture on Twitter with his mugshot, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the guy.
That's beautiful.
Because I've been looking really hard for a Toussaint Putty update, like really hard. For about 6 months now, and just nothing has come of that.
Damn it!
All I heard was that they were going to trial, but I have not heard anything about the trial. I haven't even heard that there's been like a settlement or it was thrown out. I've just heard nothing about it. So, that's our Toussaint Putty update. We are following him on Twitter. I'm going to send him pictures of pens.
Yeah!
This one look good to you?
Just keep sending me like, look at this sexy bitch, and it's just a really expensive pen.
Oh, that would be funny. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. We were Skylarless this week. I know I mentioned last week that we might have Skylar, but Skylar and I did not talk.
Why, Matt?
I don't know.
Are
our
guys
paths never
up?
Crossed. Andy, we broke up months ago. You're going to have to start splitting your time between him and me.
Ow. Ow.
You have to get on the train to Chicago
every other
weekend.
Camilla might have something to say about it. She might like bust through this door and be like, who's spending more time? She's not that crazy.
She can have the third weekend then.
All right.
The first weekend of the month will be with Skylar. The next weekend will be with me. The third weekend will be with Camilla, and then we'll just keep going that.
What about the fourth?
Well, it would be Skylar,
be
me, Camilla.
No,
Skylar,
me,
Camilla.
Me week.
Okay, fine. Skylar, me, Camilla, you.
Yeah, there.
And then it'll repeat Skylar, me, Camilla, you.
All right.
Awesome. So I'll see you.
In February, I see Camilla twice.
And then I guess I'll see you for one podcast a month.
Yeah. That'd be a huge podcast. Every podcast a month's like 5 hours long.
Yeah. You got to make up for it. Here's what we missed in the past month. A lot of it would be old news. That would suck.
Hey, years from now. Hey, remember AIDS? Oh, that was fucking hilarious. Yeah, I got cured.
All right, so remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. That is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. Search us on youtube.com, find us at Gmail, email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We are on Stitcher Radio, and check us out at 76thstreetnetwork.com.
Yay!
So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out. The top of the top.